This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Detroit automakers and the UAW continued to negotiate over the weekend. UAW members walked off more jobs at GM and Stellantis distribution centers, but held off on Ford, saying the company has done more to meet its demands. The UAW told members Saturday, quote, our pressure on Ford is starting to pay off, end quote. A short strike would be good news for the economy. On the other hand, inflation could rise if some vehicles could become hard to get, or repair shops and dealerships run out of spare parts. More than 18,000 UAW members are now on strike. The Writers Guild of America and the Association of Motion Picture and Television Producers announced last night that they have reached an agreement in the Hollywood Writers' Strike. A vote by WGA leadership is scheduled to take place as soon as tomorrow. If approved, a ratification vote by Hollywood writers will take place. Only then will the strike be officially over. Although not disclosing specifics, WGA sent an email yesterday to its roughly 11,000 members with news of the tentative deal, saying the agreement is, quote, exceptional, end quote. A Washington, D.C. lawmaker says President Biden's open border policy is to increase votes for Democrats in future elections. Corey Myers explains.
A record-breaking 233,000 people crossed the border illegally in August. Jeff Van Drew, a Republican from New Jersey and member of the House Judiciary Committee, told Fox News there's only one reason Democrats would do this.
They want to flood these people in here. They eventually want to give these people the right to vote, and they eventually want to increase the Electoral College in their favor.
Musician Usher will headline the Super Bowl halftime show in Las Vegas. USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All eyes are on Washington lawmakers. If both sides of the aisle don't come to some sort of agreement to fund the government by Saturday, many government services will close down.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters yesterday he's optimistic that sort of a deal will be worked out ahead of the September 30th deadline. Congressman Dan Kilby of Michigan says McCarthy simply needs to compromise.
Why, Speaker McCarthy, can't just take a page out of recent history and realize that it takes compromise. It's going to take Democrats and Republicans to do the final deal. Let's just do it now.
I'm Corey Myers.
The Speaker of Canada's House of Commons apologized yesterday for recognizing and celebrating a man who fought for a Nazi military unit during World War II. Just after Ukrainian President Zelensky delivered an address in the House of Commons on Friday, Canadian lawmaker gave 98-year-old Yaroslav Hanka a standing ovation when Speaker Anthony Rota drew attention to him. Rota introduced Hanka as a war hero who fought for the 1st Ukrainian Division. That division was also known as the Waffen-SS Galactic Division, which fought for the Nazis as its paramilitary arm. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruled against Special Counsel Jack Smith's request for Representative Scott Perry's phone records. The court concluded it's a breach under the Constitution's Speech and Debate Clause. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, and we thank you for joining in and being part of the solution, not adding to the problem. We got plenty of those to go around, and it's kind of amazing. Did you see some of this polling on where America is? It is no wonder. I mean, you know, we talk about being a divided country. I think half the country is just nuts. I mean, just with the answers that are coming up, it's just unbelievable. Well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you, and we've got Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, founder president of American Faith. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill. Not new news that there's some craziness out there. What do you think?
Well, yeah, exactly. But, you know, for just a moment, I want to pause and just remind everybody that our Jewish friends are in the middle of what we would call an easy fast. That's our hope for them. Yeah, because we don't say Happy Yom Kippur. You know, that's kind of like, you know, you don't say it because it's not. It is a very solemn period of time, 25-hour solemn fast day. And I know you and Tammy have led the church there in Anaheim Hills at Influence Church into many seasonal fasts. This is a serious fast. This is no water. There's no eating, no work, you know, no sex. I mean, it's like, you know, this is a total sanctified day, a holy day of just turning to God and asking for God's forgiveness.
Well, it's certainly one of those things that is important, and it's important that we participate in days like this as the Spirit of God leads us to, because we are living in days that have no precedent in America, that's for sure, where you've got such a challenge going on economically with our national debt, when you've got the challenge we have with the administration that seems to have forgotten its way, untold numbers of immigration. I mean, we are really living in a crisis moment, and, you know, it's hard to grab that word and wrap it around you if your life has not changed too much. But that doesn't mean that, you know, that day of reckoning isn't coming. Let's say, I think it's, 12 to 18 months out where we start to really feel the weight of what's happened here, especially with a national debt the way it is, and with immigration.
Well, it's clear. I mean, let's go back and consider what George Washington had to say about the divine hand of providence, is that if we, you know, in essence, doing what we're doing now, turning our back on God, that all these beneficent blessings that have been bestowed upon our nation would be taken away. And we see this happening before our eyes. But yet, you know, people of faith, Phil, I talk to some people just saying, well, look at, you know, I've got my, my eternity is secured. So why should I worry about these knuckleheads? Well, because Because you should, because God didn't bless you just for you to retain the blessing, you know, to until Jesus comes back or, you know, we're taken out of this place, you know, because pretty soon, I mean, the Democrats and some of these people may get what they're wishing for. And that is that they're not going to have Christians around anymore. And if they don't, well, forget about it. It's going to really be insane because the moral fiber, whatever moral fiber is resident today, in the absence of that, Phil, we have no idea the level of chaos that will take place.
Oh, yeah, you're exactly right, Bill. You know, and we are in a day of reckoning. There's no doubt about it. This is, you know, a lot of people say, well, is this the judgment of God? Well, remember, judgment of God comes in multiple fashions. I mean, one of them is, and the most frightening is the one of neglect. It's where you don't recognize that you're being neglected by the Father. And this was Isaiah 5. You know, when Israel was given the word by Isaiah the prophet that, you know, God had made you a choice people. God had given you the best grapes. He put you in the best land. But what he'll do is he'll withhold the rain from you. He'll withhold the sunshine. He will cause wild beasts to invade your land. This is the judgment of neglect. And to me, that's worse than the fire and brimstone that drops, because that gets everybody's attention and they straighten up immediately.
Exactly.
They're lulled into complacency by their own devices.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I'm so glad you brought that up, Phil, because what God has put on my heart in these recent weeks, you know, to this idea is God judging us, is that, and I like what you did, because, you know, part of the judgment is that we run into God's established order of things, his infrastructure, his design. You know, you get these guys that come up and say, oh, well, we're, you know, we know better than God. You know, they don't say that in so many words, but the bottom line is, and so they come up with this climate religion, this climate fascism that's coming into play. Okay. And so anyway, the fact of the matter is just, I keep using this because God showed this to me so many years ago and it just keeps coming back into play. And that is just like defying gravity. You defy gravity and you know, to your point, the results are pretty instantaneous. Okay. And we think, okay, well, maybe we shouldn't do that. Well, there's so much of God's order of things are just like gravity. But like you said, some take a little bit longer to realize. But the consequence is still the same because you violated the laws of God. If you do right, will it not go well for you, is what he said to Cain. And so we do wrong and we keep doing wrong and we fall into the pattern of the children of Israel, the Israelites, in the thousands of years and you know, we know for sure 40 years, just take a 40-year span of what they did in the desert and how they kept, you know, they kept defying God and kept violating the law of gravity, so to speak, and God's infrastructure, and look what happened to them. And you'd think that just from that 40-year segment alone, that would be enough to tell us that, hey, look at, you know, as you said so rightfully, I'm so glad you put it in this because it really clarifies it for me, this to say that God's judgment comes in many forms. And I think you cited, too, I think the fact that we violate his order, his natural order of his infrastructure is another form of judgment, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. You know, and I think a good word you picked up on there is the word order, you know, and,
yeah.
And that is the word, the Hebrew word that we translate cosmos and how God took disorder, that is chaos, and turned it into cosmos order. And so whenever things are out of order, you know, and we think about things like one should be two and three should be five, that's one thing. Or when the purposes are that God designed something are altered. For example, this whole gender challenge that we see today. I mean, this is disorder and chaos. Mm-hmm. And this puts things, this challenges the very image of God in man. So we're putting things in disorder or chaos.
Exactly. But as you write in your upcoming book, it's not that it's all falling into place, isn't it?
It is falling into place, and that's a challenging thing. I sent my one of the chapters to a friend of mine who's very brilliant, you know, like 10x my brilliancy, and He didn't like that statement. You know, things aren't falling apart.
He didn't like that statement?
No, he didn't like that thing.
He's just too smart for his own good then, huh?
I guess so. I guess I'm just dumb enough to love it, man.
I'm dumb with you then, because I thought it was brilliant.
Well,
you know, because it gives you a sense of peace to know that God's in charge and it's all falling into place according to His plan.
It has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, the president and founder of American Faith. You know, we were talking about perceptions and some of these numbers. These stunning numbers among Democrats, according to Real Clear Opinion Research. Now, there's a new poll on free speech and censorship. Phil, listen to this. 47% of Dems say free speech should be legal only under certain circumstances. Seriously, 34% of Dems say Americans have too much freedom. 75%, this is just Dems, it's not Republicans, these are Democrats, okay? And maybe this will start to give you some clarity to understand the battle that we're dealing with here just within our own country. 75% of Dems say government has a responsibility to censor hateful social media posts. And only 31% strongly agree with the statement, "I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to death your right to say it." It's no wonder. It's no wonder, Phil. I mean, it's quite revealing here.
Oh, my goodness, I guess so.
Well, yeah. And this is just free speech. We're not going to Second Amendment. We're not talking anything. We're just talking, you know, abortion. We're just talking free speech here.
Well, you know, it's pretty clear that they don't really like the Constitution. They've kind of made that pretty clear.
Right.
They want to create a new one that's after their liking. That's for sure.
Well, what do they think this is? You know, Burger King, have it your way or something? I mean, here we've got...
They've had two good years of living like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what they say, you know, but meanwhile, you've got 61% of America that doesn't have enough paycheck to cover the month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, too much month and not enough paycheck. And there's no light at the end of the tunnel here, Phil, with these guys.
No. Well, here's an interesting thing. So I mentioned on break that I was at an event where Senator John Kennedy spoke from Louisiana. And as you know, he's a Republican, but he switched parties. I can't remember how far back. I think it was fairly recently, though, like in the last 10 years. And then we ran an article at American Faith about this Dallas mayor switching parties.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So right. I think one of the good things that's coming out of this, because I don't know if I've ever heard of a Republican becoming a Democrat. I mean, maybe they do. I just don't remember it, so I don't want to make that as a definitive statement. But I think it's interesting right now when you see, you know, Texas that is really red becoming more red, mm-hmm. and a lot of what's happening here is, you know, when this mayor looks at his career, his name's Johnson, when he looks at his career, he says, "Look, the chaos is happening, you know, because of liberalism, and I can't be a part of it anymore." And when you see, you know, two of the 10 largest cities in America now have Republican mayors, they're both in Texas. I mean, so things are happening and they're slow. Everything moves slow. That's what drives us crazy. Unless you got Donald Trump, everything moves slow. How about that?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, you know, the fact of the matter is, Phil, is you've got over a million Democrats nationwide have changed party affiliation. This is just everyday folks. A million Democrats. This is how untenable it's become. 10 state lawmakers have switched from D to R. And since 1994, 173 state lawmakers have switched party. You know, to your point, you were asking, has anybody switched the other way? 83 were Ds, 23 were Rs. This, according to Politico.
Wow.
And well, the other thing to consider here, again, this is like, you got to understand, we're like on a chessboard here. Some of these guys are changing and gals are changing because it's political advantage. Because right now, especially on these border states, they can't justify. They see themselves being vulnerable. Now, this Democratic mayor, you know, as a Dallas mayor, you know, it's kind of an apolitical position, you know. So what's happening is this guy, he's found a conscience and realizing that he can no longer affiliate himself with something that is this insane. But there's some, you know, some Democrats that are saying, "Hey, I'm going to switch over to Republican because the mood and the vote is more pro-Republican, but they're still going to be Democrats."
Yeah, there you go.
So that's what people need to be aware of. So, I mean, this whole idea of misinformation and how the Democrats are trying to, you know, protect information and, you know, their information czars and they're finding different ways and there's a new organization that basically is going to do what Joe Biden was unable to do with having an information czar. So this is a political arm of the Democratic Party. I think it's called ADIS or something like this. We talked about it last week. So, this is what's going on, and how we're being bamboozled. This is why we go back to what we've talked about all along, is you got to own your own knowledge. You've got to, you just can't be told something, because you don't know anymore if it's a bot that's telling you this, if it's somebody who's just decided, well, they're going to change their clothes for a day, whatever. I mean, are they really legit? So the casual voter, the day of the casual voter, this is what got us into this mess, is that they've dumbed down the voter politics to such a degree, and it's unacceptable. Because when we're all dumbed down, you get Joe Biden's America. That's the bottom line. Right?
There you go. That is the bottom line right there. Wow. Well, these are the days to try men's souls. How about that one? Thomas Paine said that, I believe, in a pamphlet that George Washington read, and it motivated the crowd. Motivated the soldiers, to fight in the worst possible conditions they could have, may we do the same.
Well, and the thing is, the advantage is with us, Phil, because we have Jesus on our side, and people of faith have got to really hold on to this. There's quite a statement from an Anglican bishop who's really coming after, these churches that are very casual. I mean, he's slamming progressive Christians as fake, and he calls the notion an oxymoron. He's just incompatible. You cannot be a Christian and be liberal and buy into these neo-Marxist ideas. They're incompatible with the Christian faith. So Christians need to understand where the line in the sand is and what they stand for. And having done all to stand, as Paul said, you just keep on standing, right? And this is our position. Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit, said, hey, I got to leave, but hey, I'm not leaving you to your own defenses. I'm sending the Holy Spirit. And when you talk about the chaos in the book of Genesis, it was the power of the Holy Spirit that was hovering over the chaos. And I believe that that's our role, is that we can unite with the Holy Spirit hovering over the chaos, over our families, our communities, our states, our nation, and our world, so that the chaos will be exposed for what it is, and it will be broken down and softened. I mean, that's what we can hope for while we're here. Because otherwise, Phil, if we just say, look, hey, I got mine, good luck, you find yours, I know where I'm going. I don't think that's going to please the Father, do you?
No, not at all. And, you said something that piqued my interest. I was talking with a couple of my board members, and we were just talking about the condition of the churches and how Biden got votes. Okay, I didn't say got elected. I said how he got votes, because I'm not sure if he got elected or not. But I said, a lot of it was the pastors who basically said, don't vote for Trump because he doesn't follow the Sermon on the Mount. And some very well-known pastors across America have said that. And they said, old Joe will be a kinder, gentler person who will bring the two groups together. And so I blame a lot of these woke pastors for really feeding a bad message to their people.
They're just flat out wrong. I mean, knowing what you know today, you've got to retract that statement.
Well,
and
I
know you did.
Have known it too, if they would have just got their thinking cap on and looked at the facts on Joe, what he's been doing for the last 50 years.
I question, Phil, between me and you, if half these pastors even read the Word.
I agree. Well, I hate.
I mean, I mean, because look at the Word is what gives you discernment. If you're not in the Word, then how do you know the illegitimate from the legitimate?
There you go.
Yep. That's my question. Phil Hotzenpiller, thank you, sir. Take care.
Kids head back to the classroom. CBS News is warning about illegal disposable e-cigarettes manufactured to look like school supplies. Here's former school resource officer Stefan Buys.
China has been flooding the U.S. with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Now they're trying to sneak these dangerous products past parents and teachers by disguising them as everyday school supplies like highlighters. The FDA must work to get every one of these illegal products off store shelves.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
USA News Update. The Detroit automakers and the UAW continued to negotiate over the weekend. UAW members walked off more jobs at GM and Stellantis distribution centers, but held off on Ford, saying the company has done more to meet its demands. The UAW told members Saturday, quote, our pressure on Ford is starting to pay off, end quote. A short strike would be good news for the economy. On the other hand, inflation could rise if some vehicles could become hard to get or repair shops and dealerships run out of spare parts. More than 18,000 UAW members are now on strike. The Writers Guild of America and the Association of Motion Picture and Television Producers announced last night that they have reached an agreement in the Hollywood Writers' Strike. A vote by WGA leadership is scheduled to take place as soon as tomorrow. Lance Pry, U.S.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be talking about three ways to spend a boo-tastic family weekend. So a little hint there just in the title of that. Legoland Resorts Nationwide, they're ghouling it up for the annual Brick or Treat, the biggest Halloween celebration for kids. As you know, 9 out of 10 American parents believe a strong family bond is fostered through shared experiences and quality time, from dressing up and trick-or-treating to pumpkin carving and decorating. The spooky season provides a great opportunity to celebrate as a family and create long-lasting memories. Well, Legoland's ambassador and national director of public relations for Merlin Entertainments is here, Julie Estrada, to tell us all about it. Julie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, I'm excited to talk about, this is the first time you and I have ever talked about a boo-tastic family weekend. Tell us what we're in for.
It is. It's hard to believe that because this is my favorite time of year. I love Halloween, and I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually
yes.
here at Legoland Florida Resort, so if you hear people behind me, it's guests that are excitedly taking pictures with a giant Lego hearse behind me at the entrance. All of our resorts have huge Lego models, obviously, with Legoland Resorts. So we have California, right. New York, and Florida. They have a huge Lego hearse in front of Legoland Florida. We have three large pumpkins that you can actually, your family can go inside and take pictures with like 100,000 Lego bricks, all kinds of model scenes throughout Miniland USA and throughout the mm-hmm. parks to inspire the younger builders. But this is Brick or Treat Monster Party. So you can be a monster, party like a monster. It's the largest Halloween kids party for children ages 2 to 12.
Wow. And so the resort itself, again, remind everybody of the hours and what they can expect when they get there to Legoland.
Well, as a mom, I always tell you to go to the website, to go to Legoland.com/whichever state you're coming from, right? So if you want to go to Florida or California or New York, the hours vary and the days of operation vary, so just check on the website ahead of time. Also check for, like, height requirements. I found that if you go ahead and you know which rides you can go on, which shows you want to see, for Brick or Treat Monster Party, we have so many different live interactive shows. We have a costume character called Lord Vampire. He has his V.I.M. very important monster party. We have Lady, Tiger Lady. We have Wolf Guy, Spider Lady is making her appearance in New York and California. And a costume character called Squarefoot is popping up at Legoland Florida this year. So all different kinds of ones for you to experience.
And of course, I'm sure everybody that comes, quite festive and in costumes, right?
Oh, my gosh, you should see some of the costumes we get. It's great because you've got kids that are excited, adults that are excited, but they're dressing up in all different kinds of things. A lot of Lego elements come out, a lot of minifigures they're dressing like. They're dressing like our costume characters that they'll see here at the park that are all part of our exclusive 4D movie called The Great Monster Chase. It's a 4D movie where it talks about these kids who are trying to get into this monster party, and they're trying to dress up like monsters, and they get found out at the end, and it's a lot of fun, it's a lot of laughs, and it's exclusive for Legoland Resorts, but we totally encourage the costumes. We've got parades, dance parties, and contests at all three different parks.
Oh, good. I was going to ask you about the contest, because, here you got, quite the festive atmosphere. And for you, a lover of the season, Julie, and to see all these kids and families participating in this event has just got to be an incredible amount of fun. I have to admit, I've been deprived. I've never been, and I have got to experience this for myself because you're making it seem like it's so much fun. I'm going to have to take my grandkids.
Oh, my gosh. Phil, you've never been to a Legoland resort?
No. I've been to a Legoland resort in California. I was born and raised in Southern California, so I've been to Legoland there, but I've not been during this bootastic, family weekend. Yes.
I got you.
Okay.
During our Brick or Treat Monster Party, the whole theme park is transformed. So there's webs at the entrance behind me. There's all kinds of decor throughout the park, Miniland models. Even our roller coasters, which are like pink knuckle rides, they're not designed to scare children or to, frighten them from riding roller coasters. It's designed to be their first roller coaster experience. We call them pink knuckle, but we have like a Cisco dragon coaster that we've added lights and added some fun elements as you go through. And in Florida, they introduced a new fireworks spectacular called Spellbound. It's hosted by Lord Vampire, of course.
Of course.
He conjures up a spell to make the monster party, last forever. But when you're looking at the fireworks with these 3D glasses on, it looks like bricks bursting into the air coming down on you. It's pretty amazing.
How cool is that? Wow, that is amazing. Julie, how did you get involved with Legoland? I mean, I understand you spent, 13 years in broadcast news. And so you go from broadcast news to ambassador of Legoland. How does that happen?
It's a good story. You came from Southern California, so I was in broadcast news at KCBS and then KGTV, KSI in San Diego. Then I had two young kids, and getting up in the morning for broadcast news was a tough one when you got toddlers.
Yeah.
So our favorite theme park was Legoland, California. So the PR position opened. I went there. And from that, I opened up Legoland, Malaysia, Legoland, Dubai, Legoland, Florida, Legoland, New York, and more than 50 attractions that we have here inside North America with Merlin Entertainment. So now I just get to talk about happy stories and fun experiences for the families, which is a lot more fun than, hardcore news, I got to tell you. Yeah.
I bet. And you've turned your toddlers into international wonders as they've traveled all over the world with you, right?
Well, they have been used for a few photo shoots, I will say. It's been kind of fun to
when you're in the business and you got kids, guess what? They're part of TV commercials, they're part of promotional things. It's endless,
best moments is I was in Malaysia and we're driving down the street and I made the car stop because I looked up and on a giant billboard you could see my oldest son riding the dragon coaster up above on a big billboard in Legoland, Malaysia. It was pretty amazing.
I bet. What did he say? That must have just blown him. I mean, here he is in a whole other country, and he's on a billboard in front of all these people, right?
He's said, Mom, that was totally worth riding that ride 45 times in a row to get the perfect shot. It was good.
45 times he had to ride it.
At 45 times, yeah. He ended up working at the park.
Well, hey, look, that's what happens. If you stand around too long, they'll put you to work. You know, there's always something to do right there at Legoland because, after all, you're entertaining the guests, and especially at this time of season. So let's talk a little bit more. We've got a couple minutes left to talk about the signature Halloween event. You said it, the monster party. Of course, you say frightening amounts of candy in all form and design, right?
Of course. So you think about the old traditional way of trick-or-treating where you go house to house and you have your tote bag and you would get, well, we use pillowcases, but you would fill it full of candy. We have your own special brick-or-treat party bags that you get here at Legoland Resorts, and you go on different treat stations. So you have different costume characters that greet you, and you're going treat station to treat station, just like you would go door-to-door, but in a fun, safe environment, really geared towards kids between the ages of 2 to 12.
Wow.
And if you're staying from out of town, I'm actually sitting here right next to Pirate Hotel at Legoland Florida Resort, and all of our Legoland resorts have hotels, and it's really a multi-day destination. So if you're going to come, stay in the hotel. They have nightly entertainment. You have early access into the park, complimentary breakfast, and it is beautifully themed all throughout. So you're really experiencing Halloween.
Right. Well, good fun, and of course, add to the mix. You've got plenty of live entertainment to keep the kids engaged, keep yourself engaged, and you know, the entire family, right?
Right. I mean, we know how to keep kids engaged and entertained because we are geared towards younger children. So with our live entertainment, different shows throughout the day, we get them engaged but not scared. And that's the whole point. I mean, we don't want Halloween to be scary. So come ride the pink knuckle roller coasters. Come meet the Lego costume characters you can only see here. And dress in costume so that you can be part of the parade and the meet and greets and the contest.
Well, she's Legoland's ambassador and national director of public relations for Merlin Entertainments, talking about all the good fun, three ways to spend a bootastic family weekend at Legoland Resorts. As we wrap things up here, Julie, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Absolutely. The monster party is included in general park admission and select annual passes, and you go to www.legoland.com.
Julie Estrada has been with us. Julie, thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Bring your grandchildren out. Happy Halloween.
You got it. Happy Halloween.
For nearly 10 years, Firehouse Subs guests have been asking for one thing. The return of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw Sandwich. Ready for a return to flavor paradise? The beloved sandwich is back for a limited time, featuring a blend of sweet, savory, and tangy flavors with irresistible King's Hawaiian bread, slow-smoked pulled pork, melted pepper jack cheese, and slaw. Transport your taste buds to flavor paradise. It pairs perfectly with the new tropical cherry limeade with a pineapple flavor twist, available in original sparkling zero sugar and sparkling zero sugar. A portion of every purchase of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw will go to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation's Hawaii Disaster Relief Fund to support relief and recovery efforts in Hawaii. Since 2005, the foundation has awarded more than $77 million to first responders and public safety organizations across the country. To learn more, visit your local Firehouse Subs or visit www.firehousesubs.com. Sponsored by Firehouse Subs.
Exergen is the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. As children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks
are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Crazy, huh? I mean, this polling of today's America, I mean, it's no wonder. You know, sometimes, you know, you go to have conversations with people and you wonder, okay, what's going on? You know, what are we missing here? Where is the disconnect that is, you know, taking place in today's America? And when you understand people's thoughts and ideas about, you know, freedom of speech, and that they just don't support it. I mean, nearly half of the country, it's okay. 47% of Dems say free speech should be legal only under certain circumstances. I mean, that's not what our Constitution says. Okay, and 34% of Dems say Americans have too much freedom. Really? It's like, okay, help me understand. How about define freedom for me, if you would? Well, Zach Mettler joins us now. He is with Focus on the Family. He's a family staff writer and communications liaison. Hey, Zach, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, good to have you here to talk about, you know, something, again, some of the things that are happening in our culture today that are so confounding and confusing. But here we got the appeals court that has upheld the Alabama law protecting children from transgender medical interventions. I mean, we needed to have an appeals court, and we needed, some intervention here to protect our kids from transgender medical interventions. I mean, who would have thought, Zach? I mean, 10 years ago, we couldn't even say transgender medical interventions, right?
No, I mean, ten years ago, most people, I think, would have absolutely no idea that these are the kinds of fights and battles that we have to fight today. But unfortunately, we do. And you're right. Last year, Governor Kay Ivey of Alabama, she signed SB 184 into law. It was called the Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act. And that made it a felony to prescribe or administer transgender medical interventions, so puberty blockers, opposite sex hormones, and surgeries to children. And this actually went into effect for 5 days, and so it made Alabama the very first state in the union to successfully protect children from these experimental and dangerous procedures. But unfortunately, radical groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Human Rights Campaign, they sued and it got a judge to block the law. So for the last year or so, a little over a year, that law has been blocked, and that's what happened with various other laws around the nation. But most recently, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, they finally upheld that law and said that, no, Alabama has absolutely the right to protect their children from harmful and damaging transgender medical surgery. So this is a great victory, and I'm hoping we see more like that around the nation coming up.
But like you said, the pushback from the Poverty Law Center and others who have an interest in, God only knows, this interest to do this kind of permanent damage to our kids, it's just incredible. You know, this taking place, but you know, this is it. We're in a battle, and we go to win one battle at a time, right?
Yeah, that's right. And Judge Barbara Lagoa, she was appointed by former President Donald Trump. She wrote a great opinion, just saying why the district court had abused its discretion in issuing an injunction against the law. And she said that she really emphasized the importance of the separation of powers. She said that the case around an issue that is surely of utmost importance to all the parties involved, it's the safety and well-being of the children of Alabama. And she said it's complicated by the fact that there is a strong disagreement between parties over what is best for those children. But absent a constitutional mandate to the contrary, these types of issues are quintessentially the sort that our system of government reserves to the legislative and not the judicial branch. And I think she absolutely hit it out of the park there. These are questions that should be decided by state lawmakers and even our federal lawmakers if they were willing to get involved. But absolutely, the people's elected representatives have the right to protect children from these harmful procedures.
What happened to parents? I mean, they should be the one to decide. I mean, okay, so kids don't like the decision because of peer pressure or whatever reason, and they claim foul. Well, guess what? You're still under your parents' roof. And you go along when you're 18, then, hey, you're on your own. Happy trails. Whatever you want to change. But what happens, see, to me, this is still an end run around parents. I mean, the Constitution says that parents are the guardians of children. And now what we've done, we've had to go through this battle again. I think what happens sometimes in politics, Zach, and this is the way I see it, is I think we're picking up problems that we don't need to pick up. You know, they're already settled. Why are we having this discussion? Because it's already settled. This is the parents' responsibility. School teachers, government officials, doctors, Indian chiefs, whatever it is, it's not your responsibility. The responsibility is the parents. And then, you know, if kids want to claim some sort of, where they get to declare their independence from their parents or something before they're 18.
Yeah, emancipation, I think.
Emancipation, yes, right, that's the word. And so if they want to emancipate themselves and go, they can do that at a certain age. But when they're 8, 9, 10 years old or whatever, going through puberty and whatever, because what is the big difference, the bottom line, of starting puberty blockers at 8 years old versus 18 or 19?
Yeah, well, I mean, it makes a big difference. And I think what you're talking about is, you know, for conservatives, especially, and Christians, it does seem like we're on defense a lot. You know, there's a lot of bad practices that are happening that we have to just fight against. And, you know, thankfully now there's 22 states that have passed this kind of help not harm legislation. And I just want to give a big shout out to the work of Family Policy Alliance and other organizations that have just done great work writing model legislation that states can then use to pass this legislation to protect children. And that's what we're talking about, right? That's
right.
The point you're making.
Well, but again, I think part of this has to be a restatement. And a confirmation that parents are in charge here, not school teachers, not principals. It's the parents' responsibility. Full stop. And we don't need to go any further and have a big discussion. It's kind of like this deal, you know, we were talking about earlier on another issue about the issue of abortion. Well, why are we arguing abortion? You know, the women will say, hey, it's my body, my choice. OK, I say, well, yeah, it's your body, your choice. Also, your responsibility. Okay, I don't need to get between you and your doctor. You go talk to your doctor, you talk to your family, talk to the father. You guys work that out. But see, the reason they want us involved is because they want the guilt of killing their children to be shouldered by those of us that weren't involved in making that child to begin with. And so they want to spread the guilt on us And as if that's not enough, then they want to get into your wallet, Zach, and say, look it, you get to pay for my mistake and my sin. No, I don't get to, and I don't want to. And as I, we were talking with Jim Harden earlier, you know, that there's actually where we are today, there's more pregnancy care centers in the country than Planned Parenthood centers, right? And Planned Parenthood insisted that only 3% of what they did was abortion. 97% was female health care. Well, if 97% was female health care, why did they go out of business?
Mm. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Great point. Yep, absolutely.
So yeah. See, we get caught up. See, my point is that we're getting caught up in their argument. When why are you arguing? That's settled. Parents are in charge. I don't need to go to court. I don't do anything else. We got a constitution. Say parents are in charge. Why are we going through this exercise?
Yeah, I think it was Kamala Harris who said certain issues are just settled. I think it's probably one example of that. But I mean, to get back to the point, I think it's just difficult sometimes, especially for me, to believe that like this is where our culture is at right now. We have to affirmatively protect children from transgender medical interventions. And I did not join Focus on the Family 4 years ago thinking that this was an issue that I was going to be talking about frequently. But
exactly.
It's just become more and more relevant and important. And so I just want to encourage all your listeners, especially to continue to be salt and light and encourage your legislators and state legislators to support legislation that protects children because we have to be salt and light. And
right.
Especially in our culture, which is completely dark, and growing darker, I think a little bit of light shines even brighter when we're able to do that. And so I just want to encourage your listeners especially to continue to do that. And at Focus on the Family, we offer free counseling consultations for people who may be struggling with this issue. Or even more especially, we hear from Christians whose family members are going through these kinds of procedures.
Exactly.
And they don't know how to respond. And so if that's you, feel free to reach out to us at focusonthefamily.com. We offer free one-time counseling consultations, and you can find that on our website.
You see, and like you say, is that we have to be salt and light. Well, what makes us salt and light? It's the Word of God. So we need to stand on that which we know and why we're here right now for this appointed time, Zach, is that, look, we've got a nation that's in chaos because they've dismoored themselves from the truth of God, and they're paying the price of it. And it's up to us who are still anchored in the truth of God to be, as you say, that salt and light. And there shouldn't be a big argument about it. You know, it shouldn't be a big, this is it. It's black and white. God said it. That's it. End of story. And, you know, don't argue with me. Argue with God. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, because we get caught in some of these debates sometimes, we get confused in what we're standing for sometimes.
Yeah, in Genesis 1:1, we read that God made them male and female. And that's true back then, and it's true today as well.
Well, start in the beginning. In the beginning, God. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He is the source of all creation. This is God's popcorn stand. And the transgender movement wants to change history and change nature's law. And I believe at a grave expense. And who's paying the price? Not them. It's the kids. You know, how dare them, Zach? I mean, that's pretty bold, right?
Yeah, and we need to stand up and protect kids in any way that we possibly can.
Zach Medler, thank you so much for being with us. Take care. God bless.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter